Sagadhyam Havashakta
Sagadhyam
Bhavanti tapatam shrestha Pavakasyaya toshmata
Pavakasyaya toshmata.
So we have several verses, so we'll read this one. All the creative energies which are inconceivable to a common man exist in the Supreme Absolute Truth. These inconceivable energies act in the process of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. O chief of the ascetics, just as there are two energies possessed by fire, namely heat and light, these inconceivable creative energies are the natural characteristics of the Absolute Truth. The quote from Vishnu Purana 132, no, 114. Yaya Ketravya Shakti Saha
Yaya Ketravya Shakti Saha
Vishtita Nipa Sarvaga
Vishtita Nipa Sarvaga
Samsara Tapana Kilan
Samsara Tapana Kilan
Avapnotyatra
Santatan.
Okay, the Ketravya Shakti is the living entity. Although he has the facility to live in either material or spiritual world, he suffers the threefold miseries of material existence because he is influenced by the avidya, nescience, potency which covers his constitutional position. Purport. This and the following verse are quoted from Vishnu Purana 6, 7, 62, and 63. Previous verse was from Vishnu Purana 1. Okay. Taya tiro hita tvaccha
Taya tiro hita vaccha
Shakti ketragya sangita
Shakti ketragya sangita
Sarvute shubhupala
Sarvute shubhupala
Taratam yena vartate The living entity, covered by the influence of nescience, exists in different forms in the material condition, O King. He is thus proportionately free from the influence of material energy to greater or lesser degrees. Okay, 116. Bhagavad Gita. Aparyamitastanyam. Prakritim vedhime param. Jivabhutam
Mahabaho
Yaye Gandharyate
Jagat
Aparyamita Stanyam Pakatim Vidhime Param Jivabhutam
Mahabaho
Yaye Gandharyate
Jagat
Aparyamita Stanyam Prakritim Vidhime Param Jiva Bhutam
Mahabaho
Yaye Gandharyate Jagat. Somebody else out there? Apareyam.
Apareyam.
Or apa.
Apara.
Inferior energy.
Inferior
energy. Iyam. This material world.
This material world.
Ita.
Beyond
this.
But
Anyam.
Another.
Prakritin.
Energy.
Did he?
You
must know.
May.
Of me.
Param.
Which is superior energy. Param, which is superior energy. Jiva Bhutan.
They are the living entities.
Mahabaho. Omayam. Yaya. By which Idam, this material world, Dharyate, is being conducted. Jagat, cosmic manifestation. Translation. Besides this inferior nature, O mighty arm Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mind which consists of all living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe. This is a verse from Bhagavad Gita 7.5. It is also quoted in the Adiviva chapter 7, verse 118. What's that?
I guess that was a translated version of something. This is a different translation up here.
Oh. I could go to the Gita and see what that says.
I think it says something like,
things have been, let's see, 7.5. Besides these almighty arms, Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mind which comprises the living entities, is that what it says?
Yeah.
Who are exploiting the resources of material inferior nature. And here, the word dharyate means is utilized or exploited. And then we have this big purport, let's see what it says. Here it is clearly mentioned, I was supposed to go up to 16, right?
Yes.
There's no purport to any of those, so I'll just read this. It is clearly mentioned that living entities belong to the superior nature of the Supreme Lord. Or energy. The inferior energy is matter manifest in different elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Both forms of material nature, namely gross, earth, etc., and subtle, mind, etc., are products of the inferior energy. Products of the inferior energy. The living entities who are exploiting these inferior energies are different for different purposes are the superior energy of the Supreme Lord, and it is due to this energy the entire material world functions. The cosmic manifestation has no power to act unless it is moved by the superior energy, the living entity. Energies are always controlled by the energetic, therefore the living entities are always controlled by the Lord. They have no independent existence. They are never equally powerful, or as unintelligent men think. The distinction between the living entity and the Lord is described in the Bhagavatam 87.30 as follows. Aparimita bhuvastana bhakto yari sarvagatas vahinashashyate iti niyamabhu vanetrata ajani yan chayan mayam tav avemuja niyantribhavit samam anujanatam yad amatam matvadushtata. This is one of the prayers from the personified Vedas. One of the easier prayers. O Supreme Eternal, if the embodied living entities were eternal and all-pervading like you, then they would not be under your control. But if the living energies are accepted as minute energies of your lordship, then they are at once subject to your supreme control. Therefore, real liberation entails surrender by living entities to your control, and that surrender will make them happy. In their constitutional position only can they be controllers. Therefore, men with limited knowledge who advocate the monistic theory that God and the living entities are equal in all respects are actually guided by a faulty, polluted opinion. Samam anujanatam yadamatam matadushtataya. That last line that there. You can see that word, dushtataya, at that implication. Anujanatam infers some kind of ignorance. The Supreme Lord Krishna is the only controller, and all living entities are controlled by him. These living entities are his superior energy because the quality of their existence is one and the same with the Supreme, but they are never equal to the Lord in quantity of power. While exploiting the gross and subtle inferior energy, matter, the superior energy, living entity, forgets his real spiritual mind intelligence. This forgetfulness is due to the influence of matter on the living entity. But when the living entity becomes free from the influence of the illusory material energy, he attains the stage called mukti or liberation. The false ego, under the influence of material illusion, thinks I am matter and material acquisitions are mine. His actual position is realized when he is liberated from all material ideas, including the conception of his becoming one in all respects with God. Therefore, one may conclude that the Gita confirms the living entity to be only one of the multi-energies of Krishna, and when this energy is free from material contamination, he becomes fully Krishna conscious or liberated.
This is a changed book.
Reading a changed book, and then what we read up there was the unchanged version. Huh? Yeah? Mike's on, yeah, well, the change, you guys are getting contaminated by the changed version, I tell. Or contaminated by the old version. Mm-hmm. Take which one. But I don't feel that contaminated because it's mostly the same. So Prabhupada is citing here, Mahaprabhu is speaking to Sanatana Goswami in case anyone lost the thread of what's going on. And once we get into the Vishnu Purana verses, it becomes very tattva, very much tattvaized. And we can see also the relationship between Vishnu Purana and Gita and Bhagavatam. Just after this verse in the CC, there's some very well-known verses we're coming to. I thought I had some reason I was... I had a purport, but I didn't have any purport. Well, the purport is Adi Lila chapter 18. In that chapter, or Adi Lila chapter 7, 118, throughout that chapter, which is a very important chapter, those of us who are working in the day of 1973, when this book came out, the Adi Lila chapter 7, Panchatattva, Raghunatha was there, somebody with me. Did you work at the press day?
Yeah.
And it was kind of really nice that Prabhupada decided to put this book out because it's got a lot of information, right? Here we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's having a big, first it glorifies the Panchatattva, Ekavastu Nahi Kitubei. that panchatattva is one tattva. But it's five, achincha bhed, that this word is used here somewhere. Achincha, inconceivable. So, achincha shakti. Got a shakti as a rutan, achincha jana gochara. The creative energies are inconceivable to a common man. Well, common man and anyone else, too. Achincha kala li bhava na tamstak in a yojaya. Many things are cited in that chapter 7. So some of the things like that one, Jiva Goswami says, one must accept the achincha shakti. So without that, cannot accept. What can you accept? It's a chincha, it's beyond. Vanyamana sagochara. Yato vachi navatante manasa. Beyond the mind, cannot be checked by the mind, cannot be understood beyond the mind, beyond words, vacho. You can go on describing even this energy you described in the fifth canto by, in the prayers of the residents of Janaku, where they say, Vedanti Vishvam Kalayasmana Svaram, that even the greatest kavis, they describe this inconceivable potency that they say, Vedanti Vishvam, this whole universe, Vedanti Vishvam Kalayasmana Svaram, it is Nasvaram, will be finished. And even though they realize it, even though they realize it, they speak it, they speak this realized truth, still they are bewildered. Suvishmitam krityam ajanam natosmitam. So finally the prayer says, oh, these persons who are the greatest, most learned, kaviopi, greatest kavis, like Lord Brahma, shows the example that he gets bewildered, he's totally bewildered. Something like Lord Brahma, when you read in chapter 14, 10th canto, how many amazing prayers that he offered. And Krishna was just sitting like ignoring him. Like you read those prayers for lifetime after lifetime, Lord Brahma's prayers. He's saying that Janante the Janantu Kim Bahutra Name Prabhu. Those who say they know Krishna, that they know God, we don't have to say Krishna. They sometimes they say they know God, they don't know God, they say they know something. That's okay, Lord Brahma says, but because he has something to do with creating the whole universe, he should know something. Triyam Diksha, we just read this yesterday. Triyam Diksha. He studied the Vedas three times. The question was asked, what was the Vedas? Was it just a nutshell shlokas? No, a nutshell shlokas maybe with Bhagavatam, but there's Vedas also. Veda Pranito Dhamma. But Brahma says, Vedeshu Duravam Adurabham Atma Bhakto. You cannot be understood by Veda anyway. So even if you're knowing so many Vedas, you can know so many things. But Lord Brahma, he said, you can say that, but I don't know. By my body, mind, and words, I will not know. And in many of his prayers, there's something like 40 or more prayers that he has there in 10:14. He's expressing this idea. Atapi te deva padambhuta dvaya prasada leshana kvite chanati tattvam bhagavan himno machani kaopi chalam vichinva. You can speculate, he said, for thousands in pantastikotis, in the Brahma Samhita, he also pantastikotis, billions and billions of years, pantastikotis, tavatsa. Vaya tapi manaso, you can be muni pungava, the greatest meaning. Still, they cannot come to the conclusion. Bhishma Dev, when he's lying on the bed of arrows, he has a verse like that. He also, Kavio, they've been going and inquiring exhaustively, the greatest philosophers, still they have not come to By speculating, you cannot come. But Brahma says, prasada lesha. If you can get the prasada that we're getting here in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, we're getting the nectar, the actual prasada, not by your own devices. So in the, back to the seventh Adi-seven that Prabhupada put out, in five features. The five features, one, ekavastu mahikichuved. But just to enjoy vividabhived, he expands into five. Pancha tattva vividabhived expands in five features. Then one is the shakti. Well, this shakti, but Krishna shakti, that Radha Purna shakti, Krishna shakti maha. So, Prasya shakti of another Vishnu Purana verse. That there's so many varied shaktis. And people argue in another verse in the Hamsa Guru prayers described, Vivada Samvada. They agree, sometimes they don't agree. Well, okay, we'll agree on this. We won't have a nuclear war, we'll agree on something. The time of day. No, it's not that time. But there's arguing going on in the material world about everything. But even the greatest philosophers, they argue. Vivada sambhada. Still, they're bewildered. Vivada. Yadvaritam. Shakya varitam varinam vai. There's always some argument. Argument has to be there. One of Prabhupada's godbrothers, he was saying that he came to the West actually in 1976, and he was saying that in a public forum there was some ISKCON devotees and Prabhupada's godbrother was there. So one of the ISKCON disciple from Chicago, quite a bold fellow anyway, he was arguing or presenting the philosophy that Mahaprabhu presented all these arguments, and he was citing this book, quite impressive because he could cite, but Prabhupada's godbrother disagreed. He said, no, Mahaprabhu simply converted them by his effulgence, but the effulgence is there, Mahatejo Prakash, that's true. When Mahaprabhu came into the assembly of the Prakashanandas and his followers, he sat where they washed their feet, which is already, like, to them, they were like, wow, you know, they didn't know really too much about humility. They get puffed up. The impersonalists, they consider themselves, the sannyasi impersonalists generally have become quite puffed up. Grahina matrena, namo narayana bhavet. Danda Grahina. As soon as they take a danda, they think they become like Narayan. So we kind of, Vaishnavas laugh at that. We think, haha. But they actually think that. They merge in with Narayan and somehow they have this idea. So Mahaprabhu, he was sitting there. But he was, when they came and they saw him, wait a minute. Wow, he was exhibiting an effulgence like 10 million suns. So that, don't try that at home. So, because they worship, he knew what they liked to see. So to satisfy them, he exhibited this Maha Tejo Prakash. And they became very humble, real fast, when they saw that. So, Prabhupada's godbrother was saying that that's all he had to do. Yeah, from the ecstatic point of view. But Prabhupada didn't like that. He contradicted his disciple who was presenting all the logical arguments are there by Mahaprabhu in this chapter 7 that's being cited. Hallelujah. He said, Prabhupada said very heavily, he said, argument was there, rascal. I wonder who he referred to as rascal. But he said that. Argument was there. So argument should be there. I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could exhibit this effulgence, Vamahi Patishtaham Amitpasyabhyascha, that everything is situated on that Brahman effulgence. yasya prabha bhavato jagadindago, like that. One of his shaktis. But that's not, our only hope to preach is to take these words. We cannot exhibit. Most Prabhupada could exhibit some shakti. Still, he didn't just come and sit. Some fools think they can sit like this and imitate Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu vai purusha satya shaisa paratika. He's the Mahaprabhu, he's the Lord of everything, it's described here. Just like when that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he tried to instruct Mahaprabhu for 7 days. He instructed him, he did it. Chaitanya sat there and didn't say much. But then he got his eyeful at the end, you know. he saw Mahaprabhu appear, like, actually, and then. But meanwhile, that Gopinath Acharya, he was the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma, he said, why you don't accept? So Sarvabhauma was quite a great, he's Brihaspati, isn't it? So he could quote so many things. He was even quoting Shastras, that in the age of Kali, then Krishna doesn't appear. He's not even really a Vaishnava at that point. He's intelligent enough to accept so many things. So Gopinath Acharya was quoting so many things. Sometimes he was yelling at him because he's his brother-in-law. Sometimes he was joking. Sometimes trying to influence him nicely. Other times he wanted to punch him. But so during the conversation, he was quoting so many several verses there. And they're also there in the Madhulila. In other words, you're thinking you can understand God. So one of those verses, another Brahma's prayers, describing the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Even the most learned scientists, Sukalpa, they cannot describe in any way, because this Guna's qualities are unlimited. Brahma is taking on with Mahaprabhu. Dubrasha, he says. Even if someone could count, Mahika Dubrasha, could count the stars in the sky, or planets, and all the atomic Bhupamshava, here we're talking about this verse, Apalyam comes after Bhumi or Apalyam or Bio, the earth. If you can count all the atomic particles, or some people think they can do like the scientists, they want to get it like within the grasp of their hand. So there Brahmaji says, Bhupamsada Mihika Jubasa. Jubasa means the stars in the sky. Mihika means the snowflakes. You know, there might be more atoms than snowflakes, but still who could count? But our acharyas, they say that Sankarshan has counted those atomic particles. they can be counted, but Shesha, he's also glorifying Shesha Gunapi Samavashati Nasha. He cannot come to the limit of describing these glories. But it's given there that. So in this way, Gopinath Acharya was trying to induce Sarvabhauma that you cannot. He said, and Sarvabhauma was even quoting some Mahabharata verses, some Bhagavatam verses. And so Gopinath Acharya said, how come you don't know this verse and this verse? So although Sarvabhauma was so learned, but Gopinath Acharya, he was quoting Chana Kala Yadavavastri Triyugam. You think that he cannot, but you have not read Itam Nityo Yavishidevi Chavatara. Prahlad Maharaj's prayer in 7:9, where he says, how Dharma Mahapurusha Pasi Jigana Vrittam, that Krishna appears as a fish incarnation, or in a human, or demigod. And finally he says, Chana! Prahlad Maharaj is so intelligent. He knows, imagine the little boy, 5 years old, millions of years ago, Chana! He's in the hidden incarnation of Kali Yuga. So this verse was invoked Christ, Gopinathacharya. Another pramana, very important pramana. That's why it's important to know this seventh chapter. Prabhupada put it out like that. Parinam Bhav, that Prakashananda was arguing that how is it that you are, we heard that you are a very learned scholar and a sannyasi, but he said, no, I'm Hina sannyasi, don't bother with me. I'm a lowly sannyasi from a lesser Brahminical group. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept his brahmachari name even. He was always showing this example of humility. Sometimes he would exhibit, of course, the Maha Teja Prakash. When needed. But we cannot do it. We have to depend on our what little devotion we have, what argument. So we take full shelter of Mahaprabhu and his mercy and his acharyas. So here it says also this verse, inconceivable to the common man. Inconceivable is expressed in many shlokas, many prayers in Bhagavatam, just like in Gajendra's prayers. Namo namaste kya karana nishkarana yadvita karana savagama nana hanava namo pavaga parayana. There he says that you are namo namaste kya karana nishkarana yadvita abhuta, inconceivable, another way, amazing. So that you have no cause, you cause everything. That's being said in another way here. Nishkarana adhuta karana savagama nama. The ocean of knowledge and the whole disciplic succession, they flow from you. Nishkarana adhuta savagama nama namo pavaga apavaya. The source of liberation, apavaga. But when we read Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, we understand that there's nothing really, not much for the Vaishnavas. They're not interested in this impersonal, but to explain it to us, some of the verses are given. In the beginning especially, I was just seeing that Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, many of those verses are there. Goshpadayanti, that for the Vaishnava, he doesn't consider liberation even something in the footprint of a cat. Sukhani Goshpadayam. So all our whole Bhagavatam is striving for this full realization, and we're getting it from those who are fully realized. Parinishtitopi Nargunya. Even Sukadeva Goswami says, I was fully situated, Nishtra, beyond the modes of nature himself. Still, I was attracted by the hearing this Lila Katha. So, another place in the Gita, Krishna described. Arjuna again and again asked questions. He says, so just one more time in the 12th chapter, he says, tell me which is better. Yeah, so Krishna immediately says, Kreshodikatarasteshama avyakta. This avyakta attachment to avyakta. Close the door. Groups into half the talk. This avyakta sakta chetasam is a very difficult. Because things are already difficult in this material world. We get this word here. Tapatam. This particular verse says, Mavanti tapatam shreshta. The ascetics. So, the Vaishnava ascetics, as exemplified by Lord Shiva, tapyanti lokatapena. They are full of compassion. Tapyanti lokatapena. Tapyanti lokatapena. Sarvo prasojana. Sarvo prasojana. Can you close that door? They accept tapasya, but only out of full compassion for those in this material world. Prabhupada Maharaj says the similar thing. That prayana deva namyasa vimuktikaham abhajanti. He, generally, the ascetics, described here, tapatam, ascetic. Impersonalist ascetics, that Prabhupada's also describing. They go off to some distant place, off to the Himalayas, to some forest place, and they don't care for others. Pranidevam no savimuktika. Savimuktikama means, kama means their only desire is for their own liberation. And they may get that liberation. In Kali Yuga is very difficult, but in previous ages it might have been possible. Savimuktikama. Bhajan, what is the next one? Manyahosamuktikama. But so chaitato vimukachaitasa. So I'm satisfied also, he says. But so I am lamenting for one thing. Vimukachaitasa, because they've turned their face away from Krishna. They don't care for others. They're simply going off. So some personality is meditating after a long time and then he goes off. This is Jiva Nishtalagi Sutra Kola Vyas. Sutra Kola Vyas. Our Vyas has compiled the Vedanta Sutra simply for the purpose of delivering the Vaishnavas. Adunaya Mahabharata. They're Mahabharata, greatly fortunate. They want to share their fortune with others. They're fairly compassionate, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Prabhupada, Narada Muni. They go here and there. Adama Shilasrib, those who turn their face and suffering to live. So it's very difficult to get out of all this dharma, karma, something. So they're only after their own liberation, and so we have our Chaitanya Charita to explain to us. So here we have the avidya kama sanjanya tritiya shakti rishite in 112. Krishna's energy is spiritual, and the energy known as the living energy is also spiritual. Mani vanchu jiva loki jiva bhuta sanata manasastana jnana prakriti stani kashuti. Krishna says in Gita, Mani vanchu jiva loki jiva bhuta. The living energy is my eternal part and parcel. But he's struggling in this material world. Not that he becomes at any time Brahmaiva, becomes one Brahmaikam with Krishna. Now, of course, practically that whole seventh chapter that's cited here, Adi Lila, is smashing down on Shankaracharya's version of Vedanta Sutra. And so Prabhupada put that out there, that Shankaracharya was finding fault with Vyasadeva. He thought that he could write his commentary. Therefore the Vaishnavas, they considered very important to have a commentary. The Ramanuja Sampradaya, they have their commentary. The Shishtadvaita. And similarly all the Vaishnavas have the Madhvacharya is written. So we heard the other day about Baladev Vidyabhushan. He gave us Govinda Bhasha commentary. But of course, Mahaprabhu accepted that Srimad Bhagavatam is a commentary. Janmadhyasyato Anvayat. Itaratas Charpi Fatigasara. And for us, that's nice. But sometimes we read, after all, Prabhupada did say, he even says it, I just read a purport again, where he said, I will not describe so much because probably wanted to finish Bhagavatam and then do the commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Of course, based on Baladev Vidyabhushan and other charities. Even he cites that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's commentary is given in Adi 7. His commentary, of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was very powerful, but also very humble. He didn't consider that he had to do a new commentary, where we have Baladev Vidyabhushan, we have Srimad Bhagavatam and Baladev Vidyabhushan. He even made a statement that I don't really write books. He wrote commentaries, and he wrote a few poems and essays, he wrote articles, but not actual book, because he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given everything. The Prabhupada also said he has left something for us to do. He could have finished everything. Prabhupada said that in that one videotape. Vishnu John was asking that Bhaktivinoda Thakur said his work was unfinished. So Vishnu John was asking him, he said, how is it his work was unfinished? He said, no, he's Vaishnav, so powerful, but he could have finished, but he, for our benefit, he left us something. There's always some more to do, something for the devotees to do. So although the commentary is there, Srimad Bhagavatam still, we have Baladeva, so brilliant, genius, Baladeva, he offers great respects to Jiva Goswami, but we, when we read that, we think, this is so great. I mean, Jiva Goswami wrote his Sandarvas, of course, before that, but still, Baladeva wrote his commentaries, and such a super genius that we can't imagine how he knew to quote so many things. Of course, he took help from Sandarvas, I'm sure. And we also have to take the stick of mercy. Durgame pati munda shash kala padagati mahu yapipa sas dasti ganena. Kaviraj Goswami says that he takes himself very humble, very insignificant. He said, we're slipping again and again. Durgame, my path is very difficult. Imagine he wrote this, Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was already past 90, we think. Very old. We see people, devote anyone past 90 and things diminish, thinking still even. It's such an amazing thing. He was lamenting many times that I could have written more, but I didn't want to extend the book. He tried to cram it in a summary in like Madhya 1 and 2, and he said, gave all the ecstatic manifestations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and many things. He crammed it in. Even Prabhupada crammed in first canto and then expanded more and more. So it's ever expanding. Ananda mudivagram patipadam shaya kairava. There in these verses we have today, there was no particular purport, so we have any questions, comments?
Purport is that Krishna is fully in control of everything, that living entity has no independence. So when we act in inauspicious ways or this or that, if Krishna's doing that, or is that just a reflection of our desire? We have no independence, but I don't have the exact quote, but it's that Krishna is the...
It says, the cosmic reputation is no part of acting that's moved by a superior energy, the living entity. Yeah, I mean, so the living entity is moving. He's under the jurisdiction of the ultimate Krishna, the supreme controller, Ishvara Parama Krishna. But still, the living entity has a tiny... When we say he has none, it doesn't mean he has none, totally none. He has insignificant amount. He does. You can surrender.
Krishna's...
Because otherwise there would be, just like my body say, that this Vivartavad, then it's all, only you are also Krishna, that means you are God. So this Vivartavad, they claim Vivartavad, means that the illusion is that you think you're not God, but you are God. So, it might be hundreds of years ago that people weren't totally in, but it came, Prabhupada describes it, that as Kali Yuga wears on, it becomes more and more that people think they're God. In those days, they might have just meditated and thought, yes, I am one with God or something. They had some suck with mode, but because the modes are Ladini Sandini, Twarika Sarasanti, Lada Tapa Kali Mishra, that's another Vishnu Purana verse, I think. Lada Tapa Kali, this original pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti, which is naturally Hriji Sadhyata, in the heart of the living entity, becomes contaminated by the modes of nature. Therefore, he suffers more and more. Lada Tapa becomes painful. The more he tries to enjoy, Prabhupada said, he becomes baffled. The more you try to enjoy, this material energy is burning. Vishaya Vishanale, Vibhanishi, day by day, day and night, burning. Ivan Jivaloki Vutanaka, Manasastan Indriyan, he's struggling, Manasastan. But still he's independent. Atevaham Jati Nasam. In other words, there a time you did not exist. So these kings, they're all individual. What Krishna's telling Arjuna.
Krishna's fulfilling a desire.
Yeah, he's fulfilling. What is that? He's the God Sukhama Kayama Vinamashnavam.
He's.
Huh? Right, but what's that Isha Pramashana verse? From time immemorial, he's fulfilling everyone's desire.
And he's the doer. Krishna's the doer. But you're. This is.
I know, Isha Pramashana.
Yeah,
that's good, but I'm thinking Krishna's son. He's fulfilling everyone's desire. The self-sufficient Kavim, philosopher. Kavim, when you see Kavim, Swami Bodhidatta, Kutor, Dham, Yadatach, Jaswati, Bissamabhya. Since time immemorial, he's fulfilling everyone's desire.
But Chaitanya Bhagavat says very sensitive.
Yeah.
He says that.
Giving the mic.
Atma Icha, Jeev, Koti, Vancha, Kore.
Hey, wake up. Giving the mic.
Atma ichchai jeev koti vancha kare. Jai Krishna ichcha kare sei phal dhare. Means the soul can desire many things, but only when super soul sees, because he's overseer, he's a permitter, he has a full record whether he deserves or not, he or she, then he sanctions it, and the result will be there.
Chaitanya Bhagavat, which
Chaitanya Bhagavat,
where is that?
I don't remember the number.
I need one word. Give us a word again.
Atma ichchai jeev koti vancha kare.
Atma ichchai jeev
koti vancha kare.
Vancha kare has koti, millions of desires.
Yeah, unlimited you can say. Jai Krishna ichcha kare sei phal dhare.
Krishna ichcha kare sei phal dhare.
Dhare.
He supplies it.
Dhare. Yeah, he sanctioned.
Yeah, sanctioned. I was seeing that Balarama Vidyabhushan was giving an argument that if you know, arguing there's always been presenting the Purva Paksha and some China like that. That if you say material energy is everything, then, or that everything is only Krishna, and the material energy and everything is all one. Then that means the material energy is enjoying just the earth, and no. Then you eliminated the living energy, there's no enjoyment then. And all these logical arguments are amazing.
I have a question. You quoted a few verses how the mentality of a great devotee like Prahlad Maharaj, you quoted the verses Prayano, and then you're talking about Narad Muni, Prabhupada. So if somebody put a logic that Prahlad Maharaj, Narad Muni and Prabhupada, they all had an inner connection where they are very satisfied with that connection, so they are always constantly thinking of others' benefit. But if somebody don't have any connection and he or she is busy on the sadhana, why you are saying it is not right?
What? What's the last part?
If someone, he or she, absorb only selfish purification only, why you are saying it's not correct?
It's not correct?
You said it.
No, well, Sanatana Goswami says that's not correct, but it doesn't benefit. It doesn't benefit.
But benefiting the practitioner?
Swami Muktakam, they only ask for a benefit there. Everything is good, shanti.
But it seems like they are like kind of...
But they are in shanti, they cannot not go past shanti ras. They have no taste for higher. They won't even get to dasya ras.
Even Mahaprabhu said, janma sartak kari, kara kara upaka.
Yeah.
You help other, first you have to help yourself. Even Prabhupada said in Jarabharat case, that all the Ishkan teacher must remember, that Jarabharat had a compassion for the deers, but he forgot his own compassion for himself. So every preacher must remember to be compassionate, means we have to do our sadhana then help others.
First, yeah.
Yeah.
First make yourself perfect and then help, what is it? Jiva Sakhaimo? Jiva Sakhaimo? Jiva? First become.
Apni Achari Dharma.
Apni Achari Jiva Sakhaimo. First, then teach others. But of course, we probably encourage even the brand new person off the street, go out. We always hear about these devotees, they get a book on the first day they're going on book distribution.
He probably said, well, I was curious.
Well, he said, why? Well, because they are at a certain level. Some people still don't want to go book distribution, but they're still chanting after 40, 50 years. They don't like to preach, but still they're chanting. Huh?
Process
in the goal. Chanting is the chanting. Bhakti sanjata bhakti.
But then also,
bhakti is producing more bhakti, that's all.
Haridas Thakur was glorified because he's doing both. Achar karen keho na kore, prachar prachar karen keho na kore achar. Achar prachar karaha dui
karen. You mean Jagatira Arya, you're the greatest devotee in the world. Haridas Thakur. But still, it's called superficial. There's one verse quoted there, right? It says, if you don't show compassion for others, then your realization is superficial. I forgot the Sanskrit word used.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to purify myself before I purify others. I'm just putting a logic. I'm not saying this is what I believe.
Yeah, but you cannot. According to Prabhupada also, you will not purify others until you accept the Guru. Bhakti Kari Sham. Guru Deva Tatma. You have to accept the Guru. What does the Guru say?
Yeah.
What does Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tell that Kona Brahma, right? You go back and preach, and you will meet with me, Pabo. Sangha.
Punarapi
Etai. Pabe no Sangha. You don't have to come with me. You just go and Jari Gato, Kaha Krishna Padesh. So then the realization also comes on it.
Just comment. Sankirtan Yajna is the yajna of the age, and anyone can do that. Even a child, even
good old.
Everyone can do that on day one. And just, yeah, Saraswati. And going out.
Saraswati, yeah.
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of
God. Yeah, he called that preaching. Anyway, but how do you determine, I'm not purified enough yet, I will not go out?
Yeah, devotees, they don't think they have one drop. Mahaprabhu says in the Prema Gandhosti, Dharapi me hero. Prakashitam. I'm simply exhibiting something, but. No, she didn't ask a question. She made a statement.
How do we determine when we're qualified if we can't go out before we're qualified?
That reminds me of something. I went to Italy in 1982, and anyone knows in Firenze, they had this Duomo, big, beautiful church. At one time, it was the biggest church before they built the St. Peter, whatever. So if you go there and do Harinam, nice Harinam, you'll get immediately 300 people. So there was a big crowd. I just got to Italy and there's a big crowd. And so I said, you have to give out some leaflets, some flyers, something. They said, no, we don't have. They had no book, no card, nothing. So I said, I knew he was the older devotees too. I said, if you can speak something, a big crowd, invite them. But no, the leader said we're not qualified to speak. I don't want to say who the leader was, but.
That's not.
No.
So I was like shocked, because I said, wow, this is really, something weird, like he convinced them they weren't. And I'm sure they did books, but they just didn't have anything, Just, it's the Italian natura, I don't want to say anything. But
anyway. That's a good point. I know.
So, yeah, anyway, on the opposite spectrum, I went from it like, I saw it, we were lining up for the New York Rock Opera some years ago.
Today is the New York Rock.
Yeah, this was like 2019, I think, and Naveen and Nirada was there. And he's so expert that, because he knows it like five languages totally fluently, right? He could stop a group of tourists and speak with them in German, and then while he's speaking with them, they're looking at the book, he could speak English to another group, or, you know, French, German, like Italian. He's super expert. And you're carrying it, two groups and speaking different languages, I mean, this is like really expert. Naveen and Nirada. You don't know who it is, right? Put your head against the wall and see if something, if you can remember. Okay, anything else? All right, John, how do you go?
Sorry, Mr.